Hey, Mitch, Big Daddy calling.
Hey, how are you?
Get up and at 'em. It's time to go. Is every day kind of just rolling into the same day for you now?
Well, I've got a 9-month-old, so he gets me up pretty early.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Well, it's all kind of come together.
We're talking with Mitch Martin of the Marquee, ladies and gentlemen. I was talking to you yesterday, Mitch, and it was nice to see you in the grocery store. I hadn't seen you in weeks because we haven't been out doing anything. Is it starting to get to you?
Yeah, I had to go to Lawrence's and get some meat because I just need to get out of the house.
Well, I want to just check in with you and a bunch of other bar and restaurant owners around. I'm just curious how things are going, and especially for a venue like yours where, you know, it's basically live music and beer and liquor, you know. You can't really fall back on restaurant things like a lot of the other places can, but how you been surviving, pal?
Well, you said it. It's our livelihood depends on live music and people coming in and, you know, enjoying shows and drinking some cocktails with us. So what we've done is we've started a live web streaming series where we get local bands to come play on our stage. We keep it to less than 10 people, so that's pretty much the band and the production crew. And we stream it live on Facebook, and there's Venmo and PayPal where you can donate to it. It goes to the operating cost of the venue and also the time for the band. So we split it right down the middle with them. And then we're also doing some drinks to go. We do an ultimate Bloody Mary. So it's a Bloody Mary with a meal on top of it that we will send to go on Sundays.
Well, I was there in the bar on a Sunday when you were first putting this thing together. You still putting twin Bing bars on the top of them? Because that was my suggestion.
Oh yeah. We got to keep it Sioux City pride here. So we've got twin Bing bars, Snickers, White Castle sliders, corn dogs, you name it. It's on a stick.
Well, you got to get creative in this day and age. And I want to get back to your streaming of the music. I told you the other night, I said it, I just happened to run across it and I found myself listening. And it's a nice idea you got. The players have to have a place to play, you know?
Yeah, and in my humble opinion, I think we've got one of the nicest stages and sound systems in town, and it's a shame to not let it go to use. Whether, you know, if we can't be open to the public, we should find a way that can be used and to get music out to people who love live music, but there's nowhere to go see it now.
Yeah, we're talking to Mitch Martin of the Marquee. Did you get any federal assistance money at all? I mean, you are a business. Did any money come through your way?
We get a little bit. You know, every little bit counts. It's the bills don't necessarily stop, even though the business has stopped. So we did get a little bit of assistance, and we're still trying for some other grants.
When do you see us getting back to somewhat normalcy again? What maybe some things you're hearing as a bar owner that we might not be hearing?
You know, it's so hard to say. We do need to get back to normal at some point, but at the same time, I want the safety of our, you know, everybody around us. Everybody needs to stay safe. So I'm hoping that we'll be up and running by June, but who knows? We'll see how it goes.
There may be a silver lining in this, Mitch, because you've now established a pretty good bulk of business for your Mitch Slap Bloody Mary mix thing that you're putting together in these sets. And I wouldn't think about doing it necessarily. I'd just come down and have a drink with you. But since we can't do that, you're opening up a whole new thing as far as another source of revenue when we finally get up and going again.
Absolutely. I make a homemade mix called a Mitch Slap Bloody Mary mix, which is available for purchase through our Facebook page. And that's a secret recipe that I won't share with anybody, but it's been pretty popular, and I'm seeing a lot of new faces of people coming to get it. So hopefully that'll be some people will think about the Marquee when we open up again after having that.
I hope we open up soon, and I'm looking forward to getting back to your place. It's always fun to go listen to some good live music and, like you said, a great venue. So take care of yourself and that young family of yours, and thanks for spending time with us, Mitch.
I appreciate the call.
All right, buddy. Take it easy, man. Bye. Mitch Martin of the Marquee and some of the challenges that local business owners and bar managers and restaurant owners are going through. Thank you for spending time with us this morning, Mitch.